And good morning, and once again, it is time for our Community Connection. It is 9:46, and Rachel Foote with OKM Music is with us. How are you? Good morning.
Hi, how are you today, Tom?
Well, you know what? The sun's shining, and I'm on the right side of the grass, so I think we're doing pretty well. And
that's great.
We've got, of course, the reformatting that is coming up for the festival this year. We've got some modifications due to COVID and this, that, and the other. Can you kind of bring us up to date on where we are on the reformatted?
Absolutely. So on Saturday, September 5th, we're going to have cellist Tina Guo, and she'll be performing for us live on our Facebook page as well as her YouTube channel. So we were excited to have her here in person, but with everything with COVID and social distancing, we've reformatted it, and she has stepped on board, and we're very excited for her performance, and that'll be Saturday, September 5th at 2 p.m.
Uh-huh.
And then the very next day, we've got Dallas String Quartet doing a similar thing for us. We've got them at 2 p.m., and it'll be on our Facebook page or on their YouTube channel.
My goodness sakes. So then, we're using all this nice technology to still bring this home to folks. That's really amazing.
Absolutely. And we will actually still get to have one performance that will be in person. It'll be outdoors at the Tower Center at Unity Square. Clark Gibson Quintet and Balsam Rains will be here. We'll be able to maintain social distance and have a good time outdoors together.
All righty. Now, I understand that we're going to be, like you said, social distancing too, but we are looking for folks to, make an RSVP in order to attend so we can kind of accommodate that?
Yes, sir, absolutely. You just go to okmmusic.org and find their concert and RSVP. You can RSVP for free, or you can choose the VIP seating for $15. So we will have reserved seating for you. And just okmmusic.org.
And of course, food vendors and safe activities are planned. Tell us a little bit about the Clark Gibson Quintet that's going to be playing out there with Balsam Range.
Yeah, absolutely. So he's a local Oklahoma jazz professor. He works at Northeastern State University, and he recently formed the Clark Gibson Quintet, which has includes organist, tenor sax, trombone, drums, and will be a really great opening act.
Oh, I imagine. I just imagine that they're just going to go out there and just have a lot of fun. I know
absolutely
how these guys like to cut up. Balsam Range, tell us a little bit about this band. I heard a little bit about them. They've won some pretty impressive awards.
Yes. So they were the 2018 International Bluegrass Music Association Entertainer of the Year. And they've won several awards, perform all over the world. I personally love their music. Trains I Missed is one of my favorite songs they do. They're just really fun. I really love their style.
Now, you know, they've been performing all over the world, and they're going to take a little bit of time to actually play for us here in Bartlesville. And I got to just say, you know, thank you guys for getting them here. And, of course, thanks to the band for agreeing to play. This is wonderful.
Absolutely. We're super glad they're able to make it.
Now, Rachel, if you already have a ticket and, you know, you're hearing about the reformatted festival here, and if you have questions, where do they need to go? Who do they need to contact?
Absolutely. So they can contact me if they have any questions. I'm Rachel Foote, and you can email me at rfoote, that's R-F-O-O-T-E, at okmozart.com, or you can give us a call at 918-336-9900, and I'll be happy to answer any questions. You can also go to our website, which is, again, okmmusic.org, and we have our donate refund transfer policy, so you have options with your tickets. You can, current ticket holders may receive a full refund for any 2020 canceled or postponed concert. They can transfer eligible tickets to the same artist for a concert that has been postponed from this year to next year. Or they can turn their ticket into an in-kind contribution to OKM Music. We truly appreciate your generosity, and it 100% makes a difference.
Indeed, it does. 9:50, 10 away from 10, we're speaking with Rachel Foote here on Community Connection with OKM Music. Now, we just wrapped up the Especially for Kids, and I have been told that this has really been kind of fun, even though we did things a lot differently.
Yeah, it was different, but we, honestly, it was very successful. We were able to put on several live stream events for children so they could watch from home, and they were even able to come by our office and pick up some packets so they could do the activity. So even though a lot of them were live streaming the event, they were still able to have that interactive aspect to them. So they were able to build their wands and their swords and follow along with stories. And I actually got to do a children's event, and it was really neat to see some of the kids post their pictures in the comments. They all got to make musical zoos, and it was wonderful to see their imaginations. We had wonderful, wonderful pictures come out of that. We also were able to have some events in person. The Prince and Princess Tea was a huge hit, and it sold out again, even in spite of COVID. Everyone wore their prince's gloves, their masks, and tiaras. And again, we were able to maintain social distancing at that event, but it was a huge success, and we're really glad that we were able to do all of that in spite of the pandemic.
I mean, you did everything. You had a magic show with Jim Green. You had the Disney Song Box. You had Mariah Ross with the crafts and everything. And you had a lot of people just pitching in and having a great time, you know, in spite of this pandemic. I'm beginning to think that kids kind of get through this a little bit better than we do psychologically and everything else. I mean, they had fun regardless of it all, it looks like.
I think you're right, Tom.
Oh, my goodness sakes. I understand that there's a scholarship fund we need to talk about, the Thomasine Chapel Memorial Scholarship Fund. What is this all about?
Yes, so the Thomasine Chapel Memorial Scholarship is a $1,000 scholarship intended for aspiring artists between the ages of 4 and 18, and is used to enhance the students' access to music instruction outside the classroom.
Mm-hmm.
So if someone is interested in taking lessons and perhaps they don't have the funds to afford lessons, that's what that fund is for,
wow,
is to help
nice.
Aspiring artists be able to take hold of that opportunity.
And, of course, we have the MIM Scholarship Fund. It's available, too.
Yes. So the MIM Scholarship this year was awarded to Miss Abigail Clausen, a Bartlesville High School senior. She'll be studying music this coming year in college, and we're very proud of her and excited for what her future holds.
Indeed. You know, OKM Music's been a great part of our community, and even though we're going through something that's a little bit different, your group has shown amazing flexibility and amazing creativity in order to pull off not only the festival in a reformatted fashion, but to also continue the outreach with the kids. And it could not be made possible without help from the community and from individuals who've been supporting you guys all along. So hats off to everybody.
Absolutely. That is a very, very true. We are so thankful for everyone who's helped make all these events and scholarships and music and everything possible. It really is a community collaboration.
Now, Rachel, you did one of the kids' programs. You mentioned that a little bit ago. You did that with Jenny Lynn. Now, how did you pull that off with the kids and the pianos?
Yeah, so Jenny Lynn and I did two separate piano story times, and mm-hmm. mine was Never Play Music Right Next to the Zoo, and it was a fun story about some animals at the zoo that took over a music performance. Mm-hmm. And Jenny Lynn's actually a book that she has played all the music for, so she takes classical music and brings it to life through a story that's endorsed by Steinway.
Mm-hmm.
And that one was really special, too. She had her slideshow going so you could follow along with the story and her music, which she performed live.
Wow. Incredible. Now, I'm going to have Miss Tina Guo. I'm going to be talking with her by phone, and we're going to replay that here a little bit later on here, but she's an incredible performer. She's a cellist, but she's also had her music performed on everything from not only a Facebook performance or live performance or even a Google performance, but even bigger screens, that of video games and movies and TV shows and things like that. She's out there, as they say, for a young person.
Absolutely. You've probably heard her before and didn't know.
Wonder Woman, Final Fantasy, a few other things, too. And, boy, goodness sakes, that is really going to be something. I really can't wait to talk to her to kind of see what that's all about. But, boy, you know, when you think cellist, you don't think cutting edge in the mainstream world of pop culture. But, boy, she's cut through and really broken that glass, that's for sure.
Yes, and that's one of the things we're excited about. She'll be showcasing her electric cello as well as her acoustic cello and be playing some everything from Bach to Final Fantasy, so it'll be very dynamic.
Wow, man. So we've got it covered, a wide spectrum of music, a lot of different genres. But, you know, music is a universal language, and a lot of times people need to kind of sample a little bit. It's kind of like a musical buffet, and you don't know really what you like until you take a listen. Oh, my. Now, your website, I got to tell you, I don't know who your webmaster is, but I think it might be Ryan. Doing great as far as keeping up with all the changes and keeping everyone informed. And, of course, you know, the trip, as they say, it takes the eyes and you go for a ride. Really nicely laid out. Where can they find your website?
Yes, so okmmusic.org. And Ryan does do a great job with all of that.
And like I said, it's got just about anything you need to know as far as tickets, as far as reformatting and everything else. I understand that we might have some fundraisers coming up this fall, but how are we doing? We've kind of playing wait and see here how the virus you know, retreats or recedes or something like that.
Yeah, so just keep watching our Facebook page, and we'll be updating you. And now's definitely a year to keep your eyes open.
All righty. Rachel, thank you very much for being with us today. I really appreciate it. And thanks for explaining a very complicated series of events and boiling it down to the simplest of terms so that everybody can understand what's going on. And if you still have some questions, you can give her a call or you can get on the website right there. And it's real easy. And everything's there in plain English. And no one's going to take a ride and get lost, that's for sure. It's easily guidable. Again, Rachel, it's always a pleasure speaking with you.
Well, thank you for having me, Tom.
All right, take care now. Bye-bye.
You too.
You've been listening.